Okay, anyone holding on to election conspiracies, election lies, just go sit down somewhere. The adults want to talk. GOP waved, they said. Sure, more like a ripple in a puddle after you pick a pebble out of your shoe and toss it in. Historically speaking, though, 2022 midterms, very similar to 1998. That was when another red wave was predicted for the GOP. It didn't happen. House is, well, assumed to be headed for a very slim GOP majority. However, there's always one of those. There's a bunch of House races in California, which we are not going to know the results of for probably another week. You look at what they're saying today. Pretty much GOP is believed to be winding up with anywhere between 220, 225 House seats. But with those races out in California, would that range even hold? Theoretically, now, the Democrats could actually, depending again on how those California races play out, the Democrats could still hold the majority, albeit slim, in the House. Let's go with that assumption, the GOP holding a majority somewhere between 220 and 225. Will Kevin McCarthy still be the next House Speaker? Keep an eye on GOP number three, at least Stefanik, to see how that plays out. Elise already endorsing Donald Trump for 2024, by the way, so we know what team she's on. Some actually think, too, Jim Jordan might be a likely alternative for House Speaker, which I guess means he'd have to buy a sport coat. Members of the Freedom Caucus are already expressing doubt about Kevin. So with a narrow majority, again, assuming the 220, 225, what will McCarthy have to promise to get the votes he needs to be Speaker? Which that takes place, by the way, on January 3rd. There's a caucus vote in a couple of weeks among 90 members of the House, the GOP side, obviously. So that might be a bellwether, but the full House doesn't vote for Speaker until January 3rd. Guess it is now safe to say that Florida is no longer a swing state. As I said earlier, it turns out that the abortion issue did matter. How much? Well, in some states, people saw it as the most important issue by 40 to even, I think it was Michigan, 45% of people in the exit poll said that. With the Georgia runoff ahead, is Trump going to parachute into Georgia and screw that up for the GOP again? I think it's safe to assume the top of the list of things to do for the people around Trump, keep him occupied so he won't go to Georgia. Some are actually asking if Trump is still going to announce that he's running for president in 2024 this Tuesday. He teased that in his last rally before Election Day. Really? You really think he's going to delay that kind of announcement? Especially because Trump does not want Ron DeSantis to be president. If somehow DeSantis gets the nomination, we have an increasing number of voices saying that Trump would run as an independent, which if that's something that's in the back of his mind, he needs to take a look back at 1912 in that election and see how well that worked out for former President Teddy Roosevelt. Did you know that there were, by most counts, around 280 election deniers running for office at various levels of state and local government? And while it certainly did not go well for those running for governor, there were around 200 election deniers who did win the office they were running for. So with that as fact on the GOP side, will any significant part of the GOP see that and determine, you know what, election denial, that's still a valid strategy to use? And as one would expect, Tucker Carlson raised doubts about the integrity of the elections by specifically, believe it or not, referencing Dominion Voting, the company who's suing Fox News, which explains why the Murdochs have been spending much of this past week hiding under their desks. Lost among all the GOP rubble, by the way, was a huge loss in Alaska for a House seat that Sarah Palin was running for. I think she only netted around 27% of the vote. Pretty obvious that it's not a good time to be Dr. Oz, isn't it? Lost his TV show, lost Oprah, lost the election. And as you may have noticed, just about all the news media outlets have their version of the big board. But in spite of that, MSNBC's Steve Kornacki is still the king of the big board.